For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. The sounds of construction are the sounds of progress for South Carolina's economy. At the University of South Carolina's annual Economic Outlook Conference in December, experts forecast what the state's economy should look like in the coming year. Research economist Joseph von Nessen said after several years of steady increase, the state's economic growth should level off in 2017, as indicated by employment growth.
And there's a very direct set of reasons why this is happening. Number one, we've seen slower overall global growth. And secondly, and more importantly, I think, we've seen a significant appreciation of the U.S. dollar. And what does an appreciation of the U.S. dollar mean? It just means that our exports are more expensive from the perspective of foreign consumers.
Von Nessen said despite this leveling off, manufacturing is doing well, especially in the aerospace, automobile, and tire sectors. He said employment growth should be slight in the new year, from 2.5% in 2016 to 2.7% this year.
And I think a good way to describe that is simply that we're on cruise control. We've been in the acceleration lane, and now we've hit cruise control, and we're growing at a fairly constant rate. A very healthy rate, a robust economy in our state, but once again, we are not expected to accelerate to a new high in 2017.
The economist also said the state is seeing a tightening labor market.
Now, what do we mean by that? What is a tightening labor market? It simply means that unemployment is low, relatively low, and employers are struggling more to find qualified workers, to find a qualified workforce.
Megan Hickman of Ingenuity SC, a nonprofit economic development organization, works with the public, private, education, and economic development sectors to enhance areas of competitiveness, including talent, innovation, and livability, concentrating on the Midlands counties. She said livability matters when communities are thinking about economic development and prosperity.
If you do not have a community where people want to live and work and play and visit, no amount of recruitment, no amount of skills gap training, and no amount of effort around economic development is going to fix that problem. And here's the good news in the Midlands. We have a livable community.
Hickman cited arts and entertainment, youth in the workforce, short commute times, and cost of living as advantages for the Midlands going forward.
I'm bullish about what the future of the Midlands looks like. The state of South Carolina is strong, and the future for the Midlands is limitless, truly. We've got enormous opportunity here in this region to catalyze on so much positivity that we've not seen before or felt before here in this region.
Von Nessen said regardless of the leveling off of the economy and the tightening labor market, a good thing for workers as it boosts wages, a strong housing market, especially along the coast, is a good sign for 2017.
We anticipate that we'll continue to see job gains accompanied by increases in the size of the labor force. We anticipate that more people will recognize that wages are rising, that there are more job opportunities. They will come back into the labor force. And so we'll continue to see a decline in the overall unemployment rate. We expect a marginal decline to about 4.5% this time next year.
Both Von Nessen and Hickman noted a potential skills gap that could hurt the state if not corrected, but said the upward trends of the last few years and the natural assets of the state, from the desirability of the coast to the strong workforce, spell good news for the South Carolina economy in 2017. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.